Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from Atlantic Westchester in Bedford Hills. Well, we're produced today by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by our friends at Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Robeson. Today, we're here for one of my all-time favorite things to do, which is I Love My Office. Atlantic Westchester entered to win, and they have won. And here we are in what is now turned into, what was their boardroom, is now turned into a studio. But I'm really happy to be with Bud Hammer. He's the president of Atlantic Westchester, which is an award-winning commercial HVAC service company in Westchester. And according to the company motto, we make buildings smarter. Welcome. It's great to have you.
Thank you, Laura. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you for inviting us in like this to transform your HVAC mecca into, well, we've got a spa going on over there with Oasis Day Spa. And are you going to get a massage?
I am.
Wonderful.
Everybody needs a little stress relief, right? Especially during this heat wave.
This is incredible. So
yes.
I would
also good for business.
I was going to say, for Atlantic Westchester, this must be what you live for. And
it is. It's essentially our purpose-driven life, this sort of weather.
Yes.
Tell me
about it. Okay, so you've been around since 1961. That's a long time in this day and age for a business to be surviving. Obviously, you haven't been there since then. You weren't even born then.
How did you know that?
Yeah. So, but it is, I know that you are so trusted. Like I said before, you are award-winning in Westchester. How is it that you make buildings smarter?
Well, we try to take a proactive approach to taking care of HVAC systems so that we keep them clean, we keep them running, and we keep them reliable. Mm-hmm. If you think about an HVAC system and compare it to a car, we make sure that that car doesn't break down.
Okay.
So we try to be ahead of the curve and anticipate weather like this so that our customers that have proactive service agreements with us don't need us during this heat wave, and we can help the others that don't have those sort of agreements or arrangements.
Is it during heat waves like this that HVAC systems are really taxed to the max
and they end up breaking down? Yes.
So, I mean, temperatures have literally been looming around, you know, in the high 90s for the past, I don't know, it almost feels like a couple of weeks.
Yep.
And I would imagine that it puts you guys on alert for you.
That equipment out there is working a lot harder than we are. So, all the what we're trying to do is work hard to keep it going, and keeping stuff clean is really the most important part.
So that's interesting to know. I didn't know that. Now, is Atlantic Westchester dealing mostly with businesses and commercial types of HVAC systems or more residential?
No, all commercial, industrial, and institutional. So we do a lot of schools. We do recreational facilities, libraries, museums, municipalities, and lots of office buildings, medical facilities, that kind of stuff. No residential.
No residential. So are the systems that are being made now, I mean, they're so technical. Everything's computerized these days, right? Does that go for
a lot of it is, but a lot of it, you'd be surprised, is not.
It's still manually operated type of machinery.
There's a whole variety of systems and equipment out in the buildings that we work in. We work in many buildings with equipment that could be 30 or 40 years old, and it's still running. Or we work with stuff that was installed last week. And there's a variety of technology. There's all kinds of different ways in which systems are built. So we work on a lot of different kinds of things.
What's cutting edge right now in terms of HVAC? What are we seeing that's going to really kind of push us into the future with how these systems work?
Data analytics. We can gather all kinds of information as far as temperature, humidity, how an environment in a building is during occupied times versus unoccupied times. We can actually score it based on the energy efficiency of it, and then we can fine-tune things. So as we say we make buildings smarter, we try to optimize buildings and systems to make them work better.
Within the context of how they are built and functioning.
Yes, and essentially, not to get super technical, but a design element is a big part of it. So as long as the system is capable of performing during what we call design conditions, and this hot and humid weather is really what we design air conditioning systems for, we make them work during this kind of weather as well as when it's 68 degrees and raining out. So there's a wide variety of performance, and with technology and analytics and computerization, we can try to essentially give systems a dimmer switch so that they can turn down when the full blast is not needed.
So this is one thing that drives me crazy, and I think it's a more of a female thing than a male thing, but all winter long, we're freezing to death. We're just counting the days till the summer comes. The summer comes, and in the United States, because I grew up overseas, but in the United States, you can't walk into a store or like a train or an office building, and literally, you are freezing to death. And I'm thinking to myself, why is that necessary? Like, isn't there a happy medium? I know that they've actually done research that men like it a little bit cooler than women do. But still, I go into some of these places and I'm thinking, how much energy is this taking up when you walk in and it's literally 45 degrees in there? And
Laura, I'm really glad you brought that up, because I'm guessing you're not a scientist, so you're not in our industry, but you recognize the obvious. And a lot of times systems are overbuilt, or they're too large, so that on really hot days, they can make buildings very cool. And there was a trick in the retail business, which is well known in the streets of Manhattan. As you walk down Fifth Avenue, many times large department stores would keep their front door open, and they would positively pressurize the building. So the cold air that was being produced inside the building actually blew on people as they were walking by.
So true.
An enticing way to try to get them to come into the store to cool off. And while they were in there, perhaps spend a few dollars.
How interesting. But I mean,
by the way, that's kind of looked down upon these days in the world of energy efficiency.
Yes. So, and what does that mean for HVAC systems in terms of how is it that does it actually affect the environment, say?
Well, that I don't know if we have enough time to really dive into deeply with this conversation, but I will say that Con Edison, which is the predominant utility company in New York City and most of Westchester, has a limited amount of energy available. And during really hot, humid weather like what we're experiencing now, if you can imagine everybody running their air conditioning to that condition where it's freezing, systems are working hard and they're drawing a lot of electricity. And Con Edison and other surrounding utilities are having a struggle keeping up with what's called the demand. So there have been a lot of pushes in the marketplace between NYSERDA, which is New York State Energy Research and Development Authority, Con Edison, and the Public Service Commission in the state of New York to try to make buildings more energy efficient so that we will not experiencing rolling blackouts, much like what happened in California a number of years ago, when essentially the grid becomes overtaxed and things start to fail.
Yes.
We had a problem like that a number of years ago in Queens, where Con Edison had a kind of a major problem, and many businesses were without electricity for a couple of weeks because Con Ed just couldn't fix it quickly enough. And from that, and the rolling blackouts in California, as well as the advancements in technology, the marketplace and the industry are both learning there is a better way. So now that we can measure where the energy is going, there's been a lot of incentive money available to make buildings work smarter.
That's great. And you, Atlantic Westchester, it sounds like you're at the forefront of this.
Well, we made a conscious decision to get into it because we don't really do construction. So we're not on the new building construction side of the marketplace. We're more on the let's take the building as it is and tune it up and make it work as best as we can.
That's terrific and a great service to Westchester residents and, well, not residents, but I'm saying people who own the businesses here where you work. So you have people out 24/7. Let's say I own a company in Larchmont and it's, something's going wrong. Will I be able to call you around the clock? What is the type of service that you provide customers?
We have a series of technicians that work in the field every day. They drive service vehicles from building to building and they work normal business hours. However, we always have somebody on standby. So essentially we're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That's incredible. That's why I think you're probably number one, as you said, and award winning as well. So Bud Hammer, how long have you been the president of Atlantic Westchester?
I grew up in this family business. My wife and I purchased it in the late 90s from my parents, and we've been here ever since. So I've been president since 1996. My wife Lisa's worked here since 1994, and I would say at this point it's probably going to work out.
It's Yes. Do you have any kids that are going to be taking the business into the future?
No, we made a decision not to have children because we thought we'd have some freedom, but it didn't necessarily work out that way. But of course,
not with a family business,
no,
right?
No regrets. Actually, this is our family, so
yes.
We have an extended adopted series of children and whatnot. But we've certainly enjoyed the people that we've worked with and watching them all grow and flourish and develop their careers.
This is incredible. You know, really, I think it's what this country is all about. Family-owned businesses like this that really stay the course of time and people can turn to and rely upon to get human beings real service from the smartest people. And you're making buildings smart, too, so that's exciting.
Well, I appreciate that perspective. I just want to clarify one thing about the commercial and the residential sector. Mm-hmm. We made a conscious decision to stay in the commercial sector and try to be as good as we could. I believe that you can't be really good at both. So in order to kind of control our quality and our growth, we made the conscious decision just to stay with the larger systems.
I'm sure. And you're a leader in the industry. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you,
it was
Laura.
Very enlightening and history and some knowledge to a great company, Atlantic Westchester. Again, is this Bedford Hills proper or what is?
Yep.
Yes, Bedford Hills
proper. Essentially right in the heart of Bedford Hills.
I actually lived here when I was 22 years old for 6 months.
Oh, very nice.
Beautiful part of the world here. And we're very grateful to be here, actually, because I love my office. That's what
I do truly love my office.
You do.
I do.
I can see it and you can just feel it. I have walked into many businesses and you can tell when there's a happy person at the top because the rest of the company is happy as well.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and we're grateful to the people that help make I Love My Office possible by
giving
all sorts of swag and goodies.
Quite the party here and we really appreciate it.
We love it. Joseph Richard Florals, you were commenting on the florals and Gray
Flowers
Rock Florist.
Flowers are beautiful. Yep.
They're fabulous. Those chocolates over there from Chocolations and Mamaroneck, delicious. Sundance Kitchen and Cantina provides the sandwiches. They're in White Plains, the Capitol Theater with great tickets
love
for you guys.
Capital.
Love the Cap. And MSM Designs, they are special media people that help with all sorts of everything in the media.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll give them a shout out.
Yes.
They designed our website.
Fantastic.
Great job.
Wonderful. And Oasis Day Spa is here. We've got massages going on in the other room there in Dobbs Ferry. Jay Hilburn, stylist Nancy Carr is also part of this with a purveyor of fine menswear. And I'm Laura Smith. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Atlantic Westchester, award-winning commercial HVAC service company where they make buildings smarter.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative, and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center. Visit safesecurevital.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from Atlantic Westchester in Bedford Hills, award-winning commercial HVAC service company. Well, we are produced by Shark Creative, as always, and we're brought to you by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. Today, we're here for I Love My Office. It's a celebration of sorts. Companies get to go to our website, Westchester Talk Radio, download the form to enter to win I Love My Office, because so many people have great families where they work and they want to celebrate that. And we help by bringing all sorts of goodies and fun and really celebrating the pulse of that particular company. And today is no exception. At Atlantic Westchester, award-winning commercial HVAC service company, we have with us today someone who has been referred to as the glue of the company, the magic behind the scenes. She's actually the director of sales success at Atlantic Westchester. Her name's Kathy Hoffman. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
My goodness, that's all sorts of, it sounds like you wear a lot of hats here, and being the glue, that means you're kind of making sure everything fits, works together at Atlantic Westchester. How does it feel to have all those different jobs and you know, ways to be described by your coworkers?
It's kind of fun. I get to do a lot of everything. I work with all the different departments here. So if somebody needs something done, and it's not really assigned to somebody, I am generally tasked with that task. So it's fun. I've been here for 3 years. I've learned a lot of different things. I do a lot of online training. If I don't know how to do something, I figure it out because we're really busy here. We're a small office. So, a lot of things is trial by error. So I figure it out and I make it work.
That's great. They rely on you for that. It sounds like how many, co-workers do you have here at Atlantic Westchester?
Well, in the office, there's 13 of us, one intern, and then out in the field, there's 15 service reps in the field.
Wow. Well, that's a lot of people to deal with and try to keep in line on a daily basis. And
yes.
Especially with a company like Atlantic Westchester, that Bud Hammer, who is the president, he said, your service people are available 24/7, 365, basically. So that's a big obligation.
Yes. Yeah, so we're on call 24 hours a day. So if there's a problem, they can call in. We have a answering service who answers the phone, takes the information, and we dispatch a technician if needed right away, if it's an emergency situation.
Even in the middle of the night, say?
Even in the middle of the night, they're on call.
Wow. Last night, there were these huge thunder and lightning storms. I felt my whole house shake. I wondered, does that affect HVAC systems in the industrial places in which you work?
Oh, definitely. Sometimes, especially if there's a power outage or a shortage or if lightning strikes, it can knock out a system. So, yes.
Wow. So I hope you didn't have to dispatch people in the middle of the night last night, because that was a powerful one.
As far as I know, we had no emergency calls last night.
That's great. So do you live and work in Bedford Hills? Or
I live close. I live just down the sawmill, a couple exits. So very close. Takes me about 8 minutes to get here.
And has Atlantic Westchester been here? I know the company has been around since 1961. And I know that was Bud's parents, right, who owned the company. Has it always been in Bedford Hills?
No, originally I think it was in Mount Vernon, and then was moved up to Bedford Hills.
He's giving you the thumbs up.
Okay. I haven't been here since 1961, so
you weren't even born.
I'm not exactly sure Mount Vernon it was. Yeah, Bud and I are very close in age, about a month apart.
Oh, okay. Well, that's beautiful. If you could sum up your work life here and your coworkers and the company in general, Atlantic Westchester, in one sentence, what would it be?
In one sentence, this is an awesome place to work.
Great.
That was one sentence, right?
It's an awesome place to work. What are some of the things that Atlantic Westchester, some of the mottos? I know that Bud really infuses a lot. Like your title, for example, Director of Sales Success. It's not just a salesperson. You've got the word success attached to it. There seems like there's a philosophy that sort of permeates the culture.
Right. I'm a support person for the sales department. That was why I was originally hired. So I work alongside with Bud and the salespeople, whether it's doing some research or doing networking for them or coaching them along in the sales process, or whatever their needs are, writing proposals, getting quotes from vendors. On the sales side, that's how I became the director of sales success. So those are some of the things that I do to support the sales department.
So it's acknowledged all that you do.
Right.
And you work as a team. Is it very team oriented here?
The whole company is a team. So again, there's only 13 of us in the office. So let's say the operations manager needs some help and the service department is is overwhelmed or tasked, they'll reach out and ask for help from me. I work sometimes for the engineers. I do other things here, plan parties. We have some contests. We have a photo of the month contest. So if somebody's out there and sees something going on with HVAC equipment that's either an amazing job that either another company did or we did or something that's really horrific in the HVAC industry, they send their pictures in and we have a photo of the month. So yesterday we picked the winner. I send it, all the photos get submitted on a monthly basis and then we're voted on throughout the company. And we award a winner, and there's a little prize associated with it.
It's so a lot of fun.
We do a lot of fun stuff here. We do things for Super Bowl, you know, all things all year long. We have company picnics. We do sometimes play the lottery together if there's a big pot. So we try to keep it light and fun, and we all try to chip in and help each other out in all the departments.
Wonderful stuff. That's why you love your office.
That's why
we're here. Are you getting your massage?
Yes. After this, I'm going to need one.
Wonderful. Kathy Hoffman, Director of Sales Success, also known as the glue of Atlantic Westchester, award-winning commercial HVAC service company. We're here today because they're celebrating their office with I Love My Office. And we want to thank the people that have helped to make it a special afternoon. Joseph Richard Florals, Gray Rock Florist, also. Chocolations in Mamaroneck with chocolate, Sundance Kitchen and Canteen in White Plains with platters of sandwiches, the Capitol Theater with tickets, MSM Designs. They are social media specialists. Oasis Day Spa here with a masseuse. And also Jay Hilburn, stylist Nancy Carr. We're grateful to all of them for always making this a wonderful celebration of the work environment. And Kathy Hoffman, thank you so much for being here.
And thank you for having me. And thank you for coming and bringing all these wonderful things.
It's good to be here. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live today from this week's winners of I Love My Office. It's Atlantic Westchester, and they're located in Bedford Hills. My name is Jim Cleefield, your co-host, along with my dynamic assistant co-host, Laura Smith, my good friend, and the mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our extraordinary engineer. And we want to let you know, I Love My Office is brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armonk, Gray Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations in Mamaroneck, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina in White Plains, the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, MSM Design, social media specialist in Tarrytown, Oasis Day Spa in Dobsbury, and Jay Hilburn, stylist Nancy Carr. And we also want to let you know that we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Reynolds, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola, Inc., and Salem Golf Club. And yes, we are broadcasting here from Atlantic Westchester. And again, they are this week's winners of I Love My Office. They are a multi-award-winning commercial HVAC company, and they are dedicated to making buildings smarter since 1961. Can you believe that? More than 50 years. And joining us right now, we have with us Don Russell, and he is maintenance sales executive with Atlantic Westchester, and you told me off air you have been here mere months, is that right?
Yes, that is correct, since the beginning of January.
The beginning of January. Well, let me ask you, why do you love working here? Why do you love this office?
It's a good atmosphere. I like the people I work with. We have a very relaxed atmosphere, but we do get a lot of work done. I like pretty much just coming to work. I've been a sales guy my whole life, so I definitely enjoy, you know, cold calling, getting on the road, meeting with people, and trying to sell maintenance agreements for the company.
And so what got you interested in working here?
Well, I've done sales my whole life, and I had a really good conversation with Bud on the phone after I first found this job posting online. I really like Bud, really like Kathy. Again, good conversation, and was just interested to take over a role here being a sales executive.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Making the sales executive. So again, you get a chance to meet face to face with clients. There's so many of them. We're not talking residential here. We're talking commercial, business related. Those are the people you mainly deal with as a company, and you've been doing it successfully for all these years.
Yes. Yep. Exactly. So only commercial buildings. I do most of my work that I do is cold calling on the phone and trying to get meetings to meet with people at the buildings. I'm not the most technical. I do have a sales background, but I'm not in HVAC. So I'll typically bring along Bud or technician with me to kind of help me kind of walk through and sell the idea of a maintenance sales executive.
And again, how long have you been doing sales prior to actually coming here?
Just about 4 years now.
4 years. See,
yep.
Would you say that doing sales really prepared you for working in this particular job? Even though you're not an expert in HVAC, still the sales aspect really prepared you for it, right?
Yep, absolutely. And most of the people that I do speak with are CFOs, COOs, or COOs, or CEOs. So it's not, I don't have to know too much to speak the kind of language that they'd be looking to hear from me.
So what are some of the questions they may ask you about the company?
Sometimes, or how long we've been in existence, where we're from, what type of agreements we offer. Kind of, again, they don't know too much about HVAC. I get more technical with the facility directors and operations directors and guys who really know the building and their facility well.
So as you're doing these cold calls, you're basically concentrating all around. It's not just Westchester. I mean, you serve the metropolitan area. We want to point that out, too. I mean, Putnam County, Fairfield County in Connecticut. So it's a wide range of clientele that you serve, right?
Yep, correct. So I pretty much handle all of Dutchess, Putnam, Westchester County, and into the Bronx.
So how do you find the experience of cold calling? I mean, the fact that you've done sales for 4 years, I mean, let's say for a first-time salesperson, that it can be kind of intimidating. I kind of did that years ago when I started in radio. It's very tough to learn sales, but with the cold calls, you get people that interested in working with you, right?
Yep, agreed. Yeah, it's a lot of kind of a numbers game to some extent. You know, obviously, you're going to get hung up on several times, and I used to sell... I used to work with a company that would sell investment relations. So this kind of sale is definitely a little bit less intense. That was more of a stock market kind of sale. So this one's less intense, but I do enjoy it. Yep.
Oh, okay. So tell me what a typical day is like for you when you're making these calls, because that's the main job that you do. Tell us more about that.
Yep. So we work with a Salesforce. It's a CRM that tracks all of our data and any calls I make. So pretty much I have tasks every day that I come into the office and I have 30 to 35 people or companies to reach out to, as well as going on a website we have called CoStar, which basically is a database for buildings and whatnot, and it can narrow down and kind of figure out which ones would be a good fit for us. So I kind of work with Salesforce and doing my calling tasks and as well as prospecting. And every now and then I'll get in the car, drive around, and try to find some buildings that could be a potential good fit.
So you really do pound the pavement. You go out in the field and try to find some new clients out there, right?
Yep, yep.
And you enjoy that?
Yep. Yeah. I've been doing sales for a long time, so this is definitely something that I've found that I enjoy in my career, and I definitely do like it.
Well, you've been here a mere month, so would you say like you see yourself here long-term with the company?
Yep, absolutely. I wouldn't have joined if I didn't see that. I'd be here for several years.
Yeah, and everybody's great to work with. Bud, we talked to him. He's the president. There's a wonderful staff here, right?
Absolutely. Yep, definitely enjoy waking up every day and working with these guys.
Well, Don, it's great talking to you. Congratulations to everybody on winning I Love My Office. And I just want to point out to some of these wonderful prizes that are here today. We talked about Chocolations. They have an assortment of chocolates that are here. Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk with a nice bouquet of flowers. And, of course, we have the great sandwiches from Sundance Kitchen and Cantina. And Mary from Oasis Day Spa giving out free massages. That's always good. A nice, nice stress reliever, that's for sure. Don, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Don Russell, ladies and gentlemen, again, he is maintenance sales executive with Atlantic Westchester. And again, they are this week's winners of I Love My Office. This is Westchester Talk Radio. My name is Jim Cleefield, and we're going to step aside for the short break in just a moment. We'll be back right after this.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office, too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler. Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. Lunch for up to 20 provided by Sundance Kitchen in White Plains. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A consultation with Jay Hilburn personal stylist Nancy Carr. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. This is I Love My Office, and we're broadcasting live today from Atlantic Westchester. They're located in Bedford Hills, New York. They are this week's winners. They're a multi-award-winning commercial HVAC company dedicated to making buildings smarter. I'm Jim Cleefield with you, along with my dynamic co-host, Laura Smith, my good friend, and the mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kay, and as always, our fantastic engineer. And we want to let you know, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Robeson. And joining us right now, our very next guest, we have the service coordinator with Atlantic Westchester. Her name is Kathy Licato. That's Kathy with a K, because we spoke with Kathy with a C, Hoffman, earlier today. Kathy, good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
5 years as of September, you will have been here, right?
Correct.
And tell us, why do you love working here? Why do you love your office?
I love my office because it's kind of, we're like a family. It's very family-oriented here. It's not a big corporation. I mean, we're big revenue-wise, but I've worked with big corporations before, and the atmosphere is completely different than this atmosphere.
Well, let me ask you this. What sets Atlantic Westchester apart from the other companies you've actually worked for?
I would say Bud and Lisa, their compassion for everyone's family, the caring that they share for everyone that works here. They don't just come in here. It's not for them. It's not just about making Atlantic Westchester great, but they do care and have compassion for us as employees and our family members.
And that's what makes it special working here.
Yes, for me it does. Yes.
Now, as service coordinator, let's tell the audience exactly what you do on a daily basis in that role.
Well, just recently my role changed here. Previously, I was actually doing the dispatching and the scheduling. I would order parts for any repairs that needed to be made. I would quote our customers for any big repairs that needed to be made. I pretty much was the go-to for everything. And then just recently, Bud and Sean had decided to hire Crystal. She's actually our new dispatcher. So now I step back from that role. I assist her with the scheduling. I have one-on-one communication with the customer base that we have here. I order parts for the guys, any materials they need. If they're on an emergency and they need something right away, I have to immediately react and locate the part and either have them go get it or have some bring it to them. And I quote big jobs like compressors and any repairs that customers want a price for prior to us repairing it.
And we want to emphasize again, you don't do residential. It's mainly commercial, business.
Just commercial, correct.
Yeah. And again, that's a 5 years you'll be here in September. And really, your job is multi-pronged. It's multifaceted. I mean, you wear many, many hats.
I do.
As service coordinator.
That's one of the reasons why I like working here. I like to be challenged on a daily basis, like to be kept busy. So, yes, that's what I like. I like that part of the job.
What kind of feedback do you get from clients? What do they say about Atlantic Westchester? I mean, as we said, they're multi-award winning for a reason, and they've been around for more than 50 years.
Their appreciation for us, how quickly we respond, especially when it's warm and humid, like it's been for quite some time, and they don't have air conditioning. That seems to be our main focus is the summertime, and people don't like to be hot. They want to be able to do their job while they're not sweating. So that's the main focus for them is that we respond quickly. We communicate clearly to them. We follow up, let them know what we did, what we need to do.
Every step of the way, right?
Every step of the way.
Yeah, I can imagine, because it has been an exceptionally hot and humid summer, and air conditioning is a must right now.
Yes, it is. It is.
Yeah. So you handle the scheduling, you do all those things.
Well, I assist with the scheduling. Crystal's new here, so she's not very familiar yet with all their accounts and such. So I am there for her if she has any questions or she needs direction with something. Since I've been here for quite some time, I pretty much know all the customers. I know who they're looking for, because with customers, they like to see a familiar face who they see on a regular basis. So that's one of our main goals, is to try to get the person that they're familiar with seeing. And if they're not available, we of course communicate with them that we'll send someone, but it's not going to be the regular face that you see every day.
Well, I mean, you really built a heck of a trust. I mean, that's why they've been around for over 50 years. Your
yes.
clients trust you, and for whatever their needs may be, right?
Correct.
And if anybody wants more information, they can call or they can go on the website if they'd like to learn more, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They can ask for me directly. I'd be happy to answer any questions they have.
So you would be one of the first people they would talk to?
I actually pick up the phone first, so I'd be the first voice they would hear.
Well, you heard her right here, ladies and gentlemen. Kathy Licato, service coordinator, the first person that you would talk to if you're interested in her services. Kathy, thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations on winning I Love My Office.
Thank you so much.
And we just want to acknowledge, by the way, some of the great prizes here today. Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh with a beautiful bouquet of flowers. We also have Sundance Kitchen and Cantina, who deliver the sandwiches. And we have Mary from Oasis Day Spa giving free massages and much, much more. The Capitol Theater tickets, you name it. I mean, it's all there for you. If you go to our website, westchestertalkradio.com, download the form, and you just might be lucky enough to get a live broadcast with us here at Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Jim Cleefield. We're going to step aside for the short break and be back with more right after this.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from Atlantic Westchester, award-winning commercial HVAC service company in Bedford Hills, New York. We are here today for I Love My Office, but we're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by our friends at Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. My guest right now is Sean Dunleavy. He's the Director of Operations here at Atlantic Westchester. That's a big job, I would imagine, at a place such as this, industrial size HVAC units and such.
It's quite a bit to do every single day, that's for sure.
I'm sure. How long have you been with the company, Sean?
I've been here since 2012, so I'm going to celebrate my six-year anniversary in September.
That's fantastic. Because this is I Love My Office, what is it that you love about working here with this group, and you know, why you think it's special?
I think that part of the reason that working at this place is special is the people that are here. I mean, between the office staff and the field technicians, and even the customer base, everybody that we interact with on a everyday basis is a pretty good group of people.
Yes, indeed. And so as an operations director, what are you doing? Are you fielding all the service people to the different buildings you have?
I would say I'm more like the magician behind the curtain. So as far as all the different stuff that comes in, it's like crisis mitigation constantly. So I help with all the fires that come through as far as with customer problems or field technician support if they run into an issue, helping to source them with their parts and everything else. I'm kind of the man behind the scenes most of the time.
That's a big job.
And do you have to be available 24/7 like some of your service people here?
My phone is on and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and typically 365 days a year.
Well, that's probably one of the reasons why Atlantic Westchester is award-winning. What are some of the big jobs you've been doing lately, especially during this heat wave that we're having?
There's been a ton of stuff for us to do during the heat wave. We've had quite a bit of equipment that's been very temperamental as it's been getting stressed out based on the extra weather, the extra load on it from the weather. So we've been running around just trying to keep everybody's stuff up and running so that they can stay cool inside their spaces.
HVAC, having cool air is something that you really get a dose of it if something goes wrong with your unit, whether it's at home or in your car. It's scary. It's really scary, especially when temperatures are hovering around 100 degrees like we have right now. And you realize what an incredible, how important it is, actually. And so you really...
Oh, yeah. You can, I mean, when you have weather like this and you feel the difference coming into a conditioned space or even coming out of it, you know, once you're inside and you're acclimated to a nice, comfortable temperature and you walk out the door into Mother Nature's fury at the present moment, it's a shock to the system.
You realize how much you absolutely rely on it and how important that it is. Well, thank you so much. And you've been working for Bud Hammer, the president of the company. It's a family-owned business. Do you think that kind of creates almost a different atmosphere and culture that a lot of companies don't have, not being a family business?
It certainly does. I mean, working with everybody that's been here, it's kind of like coming to work with family every day. It is coming to work with family for me specifically. My sister does work here too, and she's another one of, in the past we had another brother, two brothers that were here at the same time. So, you know, it's kind of a seamless transition, and we bicker from time to time, but we can also support each other just as if we're like family members.
A true family. Well, that's probably part of the recipe and the secret sauce into making a company run well is really being like a family as it is here. Are you going to go partake of a massage or are you too busy?
No, I actually got to sneak into the massage before I came in here to try to get some of the stresses of the morning away. And hopefully it'll help me deal with the stresses of the afternoon.
And then night, if they come in the middle of the night, like you said. Thank you so much, Sean Dunleavy. Congratulations on what is obviously a very successful run for you here and continuing on as the Director of Operations at Atlantic Westchester.
Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you. And it's been great to be here today for I Love My Office, Bud Hammer and his entire group here, wonderful people, and a great, great office within a company that is award-winning commercial HVAC service company that their motto is, we make buildings smarter. And especially during a time like this when we're in a heat wave, boy, smarter is what's necessary here. We're grateful to Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist both for providing the beautiful flowers today for I Love My Office, Chocolations in Mamaroneck for the delicious chocolate, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina, lots of wraps and food in White Plains, the Capitol Theater with tickets, MSM Designs, social media specialists, Oasis Day Spa, Mary's here giving away free massages, and they're located in Dobbs Ferry, and Jay Hilburn Stylist, Nancy Carr, all part of the package deal when you enter to win. I Love My Office. Just fill out the form on westchestertalkradio.com. It's been great to be here today as we're produced again by Shark Creative. Our producing engineer over here is Matthew Kyan. He's always taking good care of us. Absolutely. Jimmy Kay is here. He's another host on Westchester Talk Radio that you know and love. And Harrison Singer, his last day as an intern here at Shark Creative. We've really enjoyed having him over the last few months. Good luck back at Syracuse University. And I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.